Be'ezah Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Betam and Mishkan, Moshav, those things that contaminate through what they lay on and what they sit on, which in the Sefer Torah, we continue the theme of the previous Perek, which was discussing the Hesed of the Zav, that the Zav causes Tameh, which is the unique thing about the Zav, that what he causes to move becomes Tameh. In this Perek, we discuss that which happens indirectly, and also regarding situations of Medrash that are situations of doubt. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding this indirect Hesed of causing something to move. Something was attached to the ground, or was nailed in with nails. So if that item was strong and sturdy, the hikish labazav, and the zav bangs on that thing. Now, and when he bangs, he caused a vessel of food items or beverages to move from the strength of his bang, or made him fall down. Those things will remain tar, and the reason for that is because since that shaking was caused indirectly through the trembling of the ground, that's called kayach kaychai, which is a secondary kayach, not even a direct kayach, and therefore that's not going to contaminate from the lacha of Tumas Hesed. But if let's say the item that he's banging on wasn't so strong and sturdy, rather something that shakes, the hikush of hazav, the hippel, and the zav bangs in it and causes the thing to fall down. Or it just, if it shook from the strength of his bang, kalim, aicholim, amashkim, vessels, of food items, or beverages, had ailed to him, then they will be tame ukile sitim, as if he moved them. Sharedim mikoichai nafalu, because even though it's not direct, but if it's from his strength that it causes it to fall, it's a more direct effect on the vessels that weren't attached so tightly, and therefore that would be considered as a tum of hesed. Which is how called is the rule. Whatever falls from the strength of his movement, so tame it's going to be tame. But if it's from the strength of the trembling, which is an indirect way, then tar it's going to be tar. Kate said, how so? So hikash al ilon oisoicha shakoichen ra. Let's say he bangs on the tree or a hut that is very weak and not sturdy. Or an Egyptian ladder that's not established, it's not permanent in with nails. Oy al Cairo and the beam, Medellas, or a door, a kevish and the ram, she'in mechubar metit, where they're not attached with mortar, with like cement. Oy shekash al a neger, or he bangs on a bolt, al a mandel on the lock, v'amashad on the oar. Now, uvashash shehikish, and when he bangs, hippolochol namashkan oikil, he causes the food items or beverages or vessels to fall down. Or afil hanidim alayna follow, or even if it just shakes and it doesn't fall, harel tamim, they're going to be tummy. But let's say he bangs on a tree or a hut that is very strong, or on a ladder that's nailed in, or on a ramp or a door or a beam that's attached with cement, or on a beam, or on the oven. And when he bangs, and caused the vessels of food and beverages to move, even if it falls down, they're going to be tar, anything similar to that, because it's not a direct result, because it's very sturdy. The ground shakes, and therefore that causes it to fall down, but that's an indirect cause, not a direct cause, hence that would not be included in the Tum of Hesed. Halacha Beis, Taner, an oven, Shahisa Pas Devukabai, where in Talmudic times they would have the bread that was slapped a dough, piece of dough on the walls of the oven, and that's how they baked the bread. So if the bread was connected to the oven, the hikash alatan and the zav bangs on the oven, v'nofel kikar, and the loaf of bread falls down, afilo yitruma, even if it was truma, we were more stringent regarding its tahara, harez a tar, it's going to be tar, because the oven is something that's very heavy. It doesn't shake the loaf of bread directly from the bang, and that would be what's called indirect. If it's going to be tar, it's not going to have a tum of hesed. But if there was a piece of earthenware shard from the oven that was connected to that loaf of bread, shenofel that fell down, then that fell ahay chulin. And even if it's not as severe as truma, and just chulin, here's a tameh. It's going to be tameh, because in that situation, if a piece of the earthenware of the oven itself fell down together with the loaf of bread, obviously it's from his bang, and therefore that would be considered as kaychay, and hence there would be the tumah of hesed. Halacha Gimel qualifies that the mishkav and the merkav of the zav, although they have tame, but that's only through maga, only through touch. Ein ha mishkav o ha merkav metame keil machol mamashkin. The bedding or what the zav rides on, although it's an avatam like him, but it does not contaminate vessels or food items or beverages el b'magavad, only through caring, through touching. So although we were talking about this halach of hesed, that's unique to the zav himself, not to his bedding, although it has the same avatam as him. because Avlam Hoyu Kail Moicholam Mashkim Lamalam and Medras. But let's say some other forms of Tumah which do apply to the Zab. Let's say what's called El Yoiner Shel Zab. What if, let's say, these food items or beverages or vessels were above the, in this case, the Medras, which is what the Zav had stepped on, whether he laid on it or sat on it or was riding on it. Or if the Medras was above these things, even if what separates between the bedding and the food items that's beneath it, just a thin piece of paper, ultimately, since the Mishkab didn't touch them, they can be tar, because the only way they contaminate as an avatoma is through maga. The chain, so too, what we were discussing before, im hasted on Mishkab. If somehow the bedding causes to move as a kelim or sechelma mashkim, the vessel, the food items, or the beverages, all the time they can be tar, because the tum of hasted and el yoinai and all these other things do not apply to the Mishkab Mekab, they only contaminate through maga. Halacha Dalet continues regarding this halacha of medrus of when it's a situation of doubt. So hazav atar shiyosha b'svina katana. So let's say you have a zav and a tahor person. They're sitting in a small boat. Haychayla lahomet ba'odim echad, that could shake through one person's movement. When one person goes on, it bends, it pulls the boat and it bends beneath his weight. Oiva asto, or a dinghy, which is like beams connected, that's like a raft in the river. Or they're riding on an animal. Now, what's normal by an animal is that it bends its back beneath the one that's riding on it. So these are things that move from one person. So even if their garments, the Zav and the Tar, are not touching each other, the garments of the Tar person will have a Tuma of Medras, which as if it was stepped on by the Zav. And that's because the Tuma is from a doubt. Maybe the Zav stepped on them, which, in other words, maybe the tar person was weighing down and lifted up the zav. So therefore, we'll have, give it a tumah of medrus. So too, if let's say a woman that's a nida was sitting with a woman that was tar in the same bed. But gadim tumei medrus, the garments of the tar person will have a tumah of medrus, because maybe the nida stepped on them. Except for the kerchief on their head of the tar woman, we're enough to be concerned that maybe the nida had pressed her weight on that. And there's garments, let's say, on the top of the mast of the sail on the boat. Tar, they're going to be tar. Again, we're talking about the case that we mentioned with the zam, the tar, in the small boat, where although we said the garments of the tar person is going to be tamei for medrash out of doubt, but the ones on top of the mast, we don't have to say that the zav maybe stepped on them, and therefore they're going to be tar. Halacha hey. If someone was pushing in a mill, where the Gentile was in there, or Zav, or people like that, which contaminate, so their garments of the person who's pushing in the mill is going to have their garments tamei from Medrus, as we're saying, because these individuals are tamei through Mishka B'Meshav. Now, Be'ezer Chaim Amr, what type of mill are we talking about? But we're talking about by mill that shakes the ground, and therefore what? Why is he becoming tamei if the zav is inside or the gentle? Because it shakes the ground, where it moves the one who's standing over here, right next to the mill. It pushes him from his place. And b'dabar baruhu shetumas u'besafik, which Rama says it's clear that this tumah must be because of doubt. Shema nekar ha'tamei. Maybe the tamei person was pushed because of the force of the shaking, the daras al big detar, and they might have stepped onto the garments of the one that's tar, thus causing the tumah of medrash. So nachri, who has a tumah like a zav, or all those like that, have a tumah mishkam meishav, that when this guy's pushing into the mill, it might cause such a tremor that might push him and the person there, and then might cause him to step on it, and therefore, because of that safik, we give his garments a tumah of medrash.